Welcome to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. My name's Corinne, and I'm a board-certified holistic nutritionist who went from no period from mismanaged PCOS to a regular one. Now I'm obsessed with helping you get hormonally balanced and emotionally aligned. This podcast is all about education, empowerment, real talk, and simple strategies you could start today to find inner peace and overall well-being. I am so excited to be here with you to chat about all things health, hormones, and mindset. Are you ready? Let's get it. Hello, hello. Welcome back to Mind Your Hormones. This is going to be a juicy conversation, so I hope you are ready for it. I love sharing like client case studies like this, because if you are someone who is listening right now and you are trying to conceive, or you want to eventually in the future, or maybe you've been trying for a while, like I think it's so important for you to see what's actually possible and to see things like that have happened with other people. So you're like, oh, okay. Like if it happened for her, it could happen for me. I'm like, here's what she did. So I always want to be like an open book with that. And then obviously it's all anonymous. So like, you know, you don't actually know the person and stuff like that. Cause a lot of times people message me, this client as well, which wasn't even a close proximity client, but anyway, she was like, you could share whatever. She's like, just don't put our names. Like we haven't even told our parents yet. And so, and if you're listening to this right now, hi, I love you. And so many people have messaged me from the podcast, my clients, like, oh my God, I didn't even tell my partner yet, but I had to tell you. And it's like my favorite thing in the freaking world. So if you are listening to this right now and you're trying to conceive, whether you're a client or not, like, I hope I'm one of the first people you tell, and I will message you back and be like, so fucking excited for you. Okay. Anyway, what we were talking about today is a client who was, this woman was trying to conceive for about a year, and she implemented these certain strategies that we're going to talk about for 2 months, and was like, was very consistent with it for 2 months. Like she was slowly making changes for a bit of time, but she was very consistent with it for 2 months, and she's now 10 weeks pregnant. And I think it's just so cool to see that. Does that mean that everybody is going to have a quick turnaround like that? No, of course not. But it does show you that even she was trying for a year, she implemented things I taught her, and she's now pregnant. So it's like, after you've been trying for so long, sometimes it's hard for you to have that belief in place, which is why in the Trying to Conceive Masterclass, which is totally free, I'll put the link below for you. One of the first things that we talk about in that masterclass is having that full body belief that it is possible, because that is part of it. And when you have been trying so long, you have been getting so many negative pregnancy tests, it's hard for that belief to be there. So I just want to start with that. But anyway, I'm going to talk to you about like exactly what she specifically did. And because there are so many new listeners here, I also want you, which is like, hi, welcome. I'm so happy you're here. I want to just give like a quick synopsis of like my story too, and why trying to help people get pregnant and regulate the period, why I'm so passionate about it, is because I do have PCOS, and I went a full decade, like literally 10 years with 3 periods a year that my gynecologist told me was normal. And then I went a full 2 years with no period at all, like not one dot of blood. And I was able to regulate it and get pregnant on the first try, even though I have PCOS. I had an amazing pregnancy using the method that I teach my clients, because I know that it works. Like not only has it obviously worked in my body, after I thought it was actually impossible for me to ever have a regular period. I regulated out for about 4.5 years before we got pregnant. So it was like not something I just like, oh, I got regulated for 2 months and then we got pregnant. Like it was a while that I was like consistently having a regular period and then got pregnant on the first try. Because again, with PCOS, it's a long game. But anyway, every single time I got my period, I'd be like, holy shit, I can't believe it. Like I'm still in shock, because I just thought I was someone that didn't have a regular period. Like I just thought that was my normal, but it's not, because I learned this method that I now teach you, and my, you know, my close proximity clients that actually work. Okay. So anyway, that's my like story and why I'm so passionate about it, because I know the shit works and I know it helps you change what you're actually experiencing. So what this client specifically did, I'm going to give you like the actual tangible things. So she messaged me. She's like, I did this, this, and this, and it worked. And then we're also going to talk about things that are actually uncomfortable that you might not be doing. Cause yes, it's important to implement supplementation and change your diet and all these things, but there's other things that she did that people are not willing to do that are very, very important. Okay. So she was an avid listener of the podcast. She's like, I was religiously listening to the podcast, which means she's probably listening to this right now. Maybe not, because now she's pregnant. Who knows? But anyway, she was a religious listener of the podcast, and she took 4 of my classes, really 3 of them. She said 4 because the Trying to Conceive Masterclass, I ran it twice and she took it twice. Two of those classes were totally free and one was paid, right? I'm going to put them all in the show notes, right? So the two free masterclasses she took was the Trying to Conceive masterclass and the Creating Hormone Balance Meals masterclass. That I'll put in the show notes. And the one paid thing that she did was my Balance Your Blood Sugar masterclass. And the main focus is balancing your blood sugar. That is like the main thing that she really focused on, and why it was so important and obviously showed results, and why I talk about blood sugar so much is because everything in your body is connected. Everything in your body is connected. So when one thing improves, everything improves, right? I always have clients start with balancing their blood sugar because when it is off, it negatively impacts every single hormone in your body, including your fertility, right? So when you do balance your blood sugar, though, it causes a positive domino effect, supporting every area of your body, fertility included. So we want to be on that positive side of the domino effect, which is why I always start my clients here. And one of the things that she did to support her blood sugar, which you will learn in the Balance Your Blood Sugar masterclass, but well, actually this one tip I'm going to give you is actually in the free training, How to Create Hormone Balance Meals. The Balance Your Blood Sugar masterclass is more of like actually mastering it, like exactly what to do throughout your day-to-day life, your lifestyle, your nutrition, stuff like that, of really how to get on the positive side of this domino effect and actually balance your blood sugar, even when you're having carbs and sugar, because you know, the answer is not to get rid of that and you know, all of that, whatever. I'm going to put all the information in the show notes. Okay. That's not the point. The point is one of the things she did was have a protein, fiber, and healthy fat with every single meal. The free training teaches you all of that. So I'm not going to get really into it. But then she took it further and mastered her blood sugar with the Balance Your Blood Sugar masterclass. But she did the hard thing that most people won't do. And that is the main point that I want to make in this podcast episode, is that she changed things that weren't supporting her mentally, like quitting her job. Quitting her side tutoring jobs, because she's a teacher, that because she realized that she really needed more downtime and routine. Now, before we even keep it going, I realize that not everyone has that privilege to stop a side hustle they have, to pull back on work for like financial reasons. Like, I totally get that. And this is not me telling you to quit your job so you can get pregnant. Like, don't get it twisted. But supporting your stress threshold is something that is extremely important. And actually looking at your life as a whole and being like, okay, what is not serving me? Like, how can I incorporate some more downtime? What can I do to actually change the things that are in my life? Like, what does not need to be there? Like, what can I say no to, right? Supporting your stress threshold could look like setting stronger boundaries, saying no more, going to sleep earlier, meditating, like not saying yes to every single freaking thing, looking at your life and being like, what is actually not required? Like, what do I not have to do? Just in general, doesn't have to be done. And what does not have to be done by me. Okay, I'm assuming if you're listening to this specific episode that you are someone who is either trying to conceive like actively right now, maybe you've been trying for a while, or maybe you just started, or you're someone who is prepping for pregnancy, whether you want to get pregnant in the next year or less, or maybe you're even a mom right now and you're just listening to this episode, whatever it is, if you're postpartum, if you're in any of those three buckets, you need to know about this company that I am absolutely obsessed with. I personally use them every single day. I recommend them to all of my clients, to all of my friends. Like, I'm freaking obsessed with them. And the company that I'm talking about is Needed. And this is for fertility, for pregnancy, for postpartum, for women's health in general. It is astounding to me the amount of shitty prenatals and just supplements in general, pre and postnatals, and supplements in general that are on the market and that have really good marketing, but really shitty quality ingredients, really low amount of nutrients that are not actually absorbable in our body, with other ingredients in there that are horrible, even ones that your doctor recommends or ones that you go to the store to get, even in Whole Foods, like even some that influencers recommend. I've done podcast episodes on this because I have a lot to say about it. But we need to make sure that we are taking high quality supplementation, especially when it comes to your fertility, to your pregnancy, to postpartum, to breastfeeding. Like, it is so important to have nutrient density, meaning that you are absorbing the amount of nutrients that you're taking and that you actually are having an abundant amount of them. Because not only are you supporting your fertility to get pregnant, which is not life-threatening, so we need to make sure we have extra nutrients to go around, but you're also growing a human and you want to make sure you have an abundant amount of nutrients to not only only support this growing baby and a growing organ, but also just to support yourself. And then postpartum is extremely energy intensive. You're on the most least amount of sleep you've ever had in your life. You're breastfeeding. If you are breastfeeding, you're taking care of a human. Like, we got to make sure that we are supporting ourselves as best as we possibly can. And Needed is the way to go. I love that their nutrient density is on point. They have such a high amount of the certain minerals and antioxidants and actual nutrients that we need in our body in forms that your body can actually absorb, because that's so huge. A lot of companies will have specific nutrients in forms that are unabsorbable in the body. So we really want to make sure that they're absorbable forms, which Needed obviously has. They're backed by research. They have practitioners who are helping formulate the formulations, the supplements. They have third-party testing. Like, they're as clean as it gets. You know, if I'm taking this shit, it's clean. Okay. I'm a stickler. I don't put anything in my body specifically supplement wise that is not like super, super clean with the most amount of like testing that could possibly be done. Okay. So I love that about them too. And they, I feel amazing on them. Like, honestly, I'm still waking up multiple times a night and I have energy because of these prenatals that are also postnatals. They're amazing. So go to thisisneeded.com. You could use code Corinne, C-O-R-I-N-N-E at checkout. I recommend taking a prenatal a year or less before you start getting pregnant, right? So if you're like, I want to get pregnant in the next year or less, start taking a prenatal now. Obviously, if you are actively trying to conceive, when you are pregnant and when you are postpartum as well, even if you're not breastfeeding, I recommend taking a postnatal for like a good 9 months after you give birth. If you're not breastfeeding, if you are breastfeeding, continue taking this prenatal, postnatal for the entire duration of you breastfeeding. And then a few months after that, because it's again, really, really energy intensive. We have to make sure that we have enough nutrients in our body to support us, to support baby, all the things. So I love their prenatal. I also love their, vegan omega that they have, their vegan DHA EPA, obsessed, so freaking good. They have a, for those of you who take collagen, they have collagen, they have an egg quality support, which is really great. They have a, stress support that I like a lot too. They have so many amazing things over there. What I personally take from theirs is their choline, their iron, their pre-postnatal, and, did I miss something? Their choline, their iron, and their pre and post. Oh, their omega that I just talked about. Those are the ones that I personally use and take. I'm obsessed with them. Go to thisisneeded.com. Use code Corinne at checkout for a discount. And if you have any questions at all about any of their supplements, obviously come message me. I'll be happy to support you in it. You will feel a difference. Get on it ASAP. Thisisneeded.com. Use code Corinne at checkout. And if you are privileged enough to be like, okay, I'm working all these side jobs and all these things, like, can I pull back for a little bit? Only you know this, right? But like, I love you, but if you're unwilling to take an actual look at your life and really look at the things that need to be changed from it, not from like what foods to add in and what supplements to take and all this, which obviously that is so important. Like, you know, the vibe over here, but what's also important is how to get you from not like running around like Tasmanian devil or feeling so stressed out and being like, oh, I'm just so busy. I'm so overwhelmed. I can't do this. Like, you know, rushing from thing to thing to thing and feeling like, oh, I never have any time to do me. And like, you feel like you're like wound up like a top, right? You're just like, at any moment you can just burst and explode. That shit needs to change, because if you are unwilling to change that, if you're unwilling to look at your life and be like, I'm the problem here, right? I'm the problem. It's me. Like, I'm causing more of this stress. I'm unable to actually handle this. I'm looking at things in a negative light. Every little thing that happens, I'm like, oh, of course it happens to me. Like, that's just my luck. Or like, you know, this type of conversation that you're having in your head, like, if you're unwilling to see, like, and to look at that really from like the lens of like, okay, how can I objectively look at this and what can I actually change? Then you are unwilling to see the results that you actually want to see, like getting pregnant, like straight, like point blank. Okay. You have to be willing to change things that are going to support your nervous system, because if your brain is not on board, if you are chronically stressed out, if you have no downtime, if you have no routine, if you're telling yourself that like, okay, but I'm doing everything, I'm taking all the supplements, I'm changing my nutrition, I'm eating organic, I stopped doing caffeine and alcohol and all these things, but you're still like, maybe you're staying up really late or getting up really early. And I mean, like, sometimes obviously you have to get up early for work, but you know what I'm saying? If you're just like not prioritizing sleep, sleep because you're like up at night scrolling, or you're saying yes to every single thing that someone asks you to do and your calendar is booked the fuck out. You have no, you're not making time to meal prep because you're choosing to do other things. Like, you know, you're not making time to meditate because you're saying that you don't have time. Like, you have to look at the things that you are not doing that seem like not important, but they actually are. Like, they really, really are. And when it's a priority for you, you will make time for this. And my clients right now that I have in the Trying to Conceive Accelerator, which is like my really intimate program where I help take people who have been trying to conceive for 4 months or more and accelerate the process and actually getting them pregnant because they're working with me one-on-one. We're like, you know, I have calls with them every month. They also get the Mind Your Hormones method, like all the things, right? They are like, I told them that I'm like, I've manifested you guys. Like, I'm obsessed with you. They have so many stressful things that are quote unquote stressful things that are going on in their life. Like, some really big health concerns with family members and things like that. And they are still making time for meditation. When they're traveling, they are bringing their supplementation. They are meditating when they're traveling. They are preparing food. Like, they are doing the work because they care, because they know it matters, and because they actually want to see the result they want to see. So, like, get really freaking honest with yourself of like, what am I using as a distraction? Am I using as a distraction, like, oh, but I'm doing all my supplementation and I'm making these food changes. Like, is that distracting me from the real work that you need to do to support your nervous system and to support your body for pregnancy? Like meditating, like saying no to people, like having an emotional outlet, like looking at shit that you're in your life where you're just like causing actual more stress than needs to be there, right? And only you know what that looks like in your life. But I think it's so important for you to think about that. So, because like, yes, she made these strategic changes to her nutrition and her supplementation, right? She's taking the needed prenatal, she's doing all that, but she also made actual changes to things in her life that were not serving her. And people think that that doesn't make a big difference, but it does. It really freaking does. And then after her being consistent with that, with what she learned in the free masterclasses and actually changing her, you know, routine and things like that, and of course listening to the pod, for 2 months after trying to see for a year, she got pregnant. And in her words, she told me, Corinne, it was like naturally and easily. Like, it was just so crazy. I'm like, yeah, that's what happens when you support the root causes of why you're not pregnant. You support the systems in your body that actually affect your hormones, blood sugar being one of them, which is the one paid thing she took from me, and also the nervous system stuff, which she supported by making changes to her actual life. It doesn't have to take you years to see results. Is it going to take some people longer than others? Yeah, of course. Like, there's so many factors come into pregnancy, and there's also so many things we can't control. Like, there really is divine timing in all of it. Like, I truly, truly, truly believe that. Like, it happens in the exact moment that it's meant to happen. And there's only so much that we can control. But look at the things in your life that you can control. Where are you making excuses instead of it being an opportunity for you to expand your capacity, for you to not look at a situation as stressful, and instead of it looking at looking at it as an opportunity to grow? Because that's the other thing. It's like, you're obviously not going to remove all stress from your life. Like, that's never going to happen. That's not the goal. That doesn't even support us, right? But what you can do is you can change how you're looking at it. You can expand your capacity to handle and hold more in a way where it actually feels good, because the way that you're looking at it is different. And you're, instead of looking at it as, oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed, I can't handle this, da, 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 you're like, wow, my life is so full right now. What an awesome opportunity for me to grow and expand and to get even more clear on my boundaries, to be even more efficient in the things that I'm doing, to tap into my health and be even more healthy, because I have to have my brain firing on all cylinders and I want my fertility on freaking point. So I have to make sure I'm even more conscious of it. Like, how can you make it an opportunity for you to be even better instead of an opportunity to look at it like, oh my God, we're moving, we're renovating my house. Like, and listen, I get it. I did that with a newborn. Like, I don't know why that just came out. It was on top of mind because a friend's going through that right now too. And there are certain things that you just have to like let go, right? So it's like, what balls are you willing to drop and what balls are you not willing to drop? And how can you just get so much more clear about what needs to go from your life? Do you need to do a energetic audit of your life where you're like, what is draining my energy and not supporting my fertility. Like that, it really is all connected. And that could be people that you want to distance yourself from, conversations you're having that is like, woe is me. Like, let's cut that shit out. You know what I'm saying? Like setting boundaries, all the things. Okay. So I really wanted to bring this conversation to you. And after this episode, I want you to actually think about it. Like, what's one or two things in your life that you're like, I'm the problem. It's me. I'm going to change this and it's going to be uncomfortable. Maybe you have to have a conversation with someone. Maybe you don't. Maybe it's just about you getting really clear on what needs to go and what needs to change and just making that decision and committing to it. And just like think about that after this episode, before you binge the next one, I want you to pause, right? Yes, go binge them later, but I want you to pause and really think about this because it is going to make a huge difference. And then what I also want you to do is obviously go to the show notes and get those classes, right? The free Trying to Conceive Masterclass, the free Creating Hormone Balance Meals masterclass, and then the blood sugar balancing masterclass it's actually turning into a whole full-blown program. Like I'm updating it, changing it. Whenever whoever's inside it, you will get the updates to it. And like, damn, is it a good time to be in there? Like it's gonna be so much better than it even already is. But anyway, all of those links will be in the show notes for you. I'm so excited for you to get access to those and for you to, more importantly, really think about and look at your life from this lens of like, what can I change that's going to make a difference that is uncomfortable and that people think it's not connected to your fertility, but it actually is, right? So I can't wait for you to do that. Also, if you even got this far, I should have talked about at the top of the episode, but I totally forgot. We have a podcast community Facebook group and I pop in there once in a while and do Q&As and stuff like that. And I decided, because I haven't done one in a while, but we have a lot of new members to this community. I'm going to be doing a Q&A in there. It's obviously totally free. It's just a Facebook group. If you're listening to this in real time or before this, or if you're listening to it after, it's always like saved in the podcast Facebook group. So you could just like always go to it. But I'm doing a podcast Q&A for about like 30 minutes, whatever questions I could answer in 30 minutes on March 26th at 11 a.m. EST. And obviously you could just like come watch the replay. You could drop your comment ahead of time on the thread so I could try and answer it. But if you're not already part of the podcast Facebook group, I will put the link below for that. So you could hopefully join us live. I want to get to connect with all of you because even, you know, I want to get connected with everyone who's on here. OGs, new listeners, all the things. But I think it's a really fun way to connect, get some of your questions answered. And obviously I won't be able to answer all of them, but it could always have me create some content on the podcast about some questions that you were asking. So go ahead and all of that is in the show notes, but I love you. Remember what is possible for you. I'm so happy you're here. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing with your friends. Thank you for reaching out to me and DMing me like, hi, I'm a new listener, or, oh my God, Corinne, I've been here for so long. I love you. Like I love the podcast. It just means the absolute world to me. So thank you so much for being here. And I will talk to you on the next one. Thank you so much for being here. If you loved this episode and learned something valuable, please share it with a friend who you think would also love it, or post it on social media and tag me so I could personally say thank you for helping me spread this important message. I am beyond grateful to be here with you. So until next time, stay intentional, stay consistent, and always mind your hormones.